Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is September 4th, 2014. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me, and I will pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. Now, I give you my cell phone number for an emergency. If for some reason I don't call you back in a few days, and, you know, I get a lot of numbers, and sometimes I get sidetracked, you can use my cell phone for an emergency, 316-619-4886. Or send me an email and say, hey, we need to talk on the phone, and send me your email and with your phone number, and I'll get back to you that way. You know what? Actually, in this day and age, I noticed my email before anything else, because I don't even carry my phone all the time, nor do I have it turned on till at least after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can always find updates, though, with our ministry, our breaking news, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is prophecyhour.com. Now, I say that a lot, but what else I want you to think about is the radio program archives over there at prophecyhour.com, and the End Time Radio Archives is what it says. There's a thing on its side that says End Time Radio Archives, and that actually leads to branch.podomatic.com, branch.podomatic.com. Now, Prophecy Hour and branch.podomatic.com are both very smartphone friendly. In fact, at branch.podomatic.com, they have an Apple app and an Android app on Google Play. So listen up. I challenge each one of you out there to share with two or three other people these radio programs. Show them that they can get it on their smartphone so that they can listen in. You could also listen live if you go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com, or you can listen live even from ProphecyHour.com. Check those things out. And so if you want to help this ministry, this is another way that you can help this ministry, because we don't sell anything, and I know a lot of people don't, in this age, don't have extra money to give, and so pray about it, because the more listeners that we get, the more people that might support this ministry. Anyway, now a prayer. We'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will, Father, and not my will and not our guest's will. But please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth, to discern the truth, and let them know what they're supposed to hear from this program. So please, Father, bless this program tonight in your son's name. Amen and amen. Well, we have back on with us Richard Perry. Some of you folks have been listening to me for a long time, have heard Richard many times. If you go to the radio program archives, he's over there. There's lots of programs with Richard. He is the author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, as well as the Watchman Guide series. He has a new book out, and we'll have to ask him a little bit about it. And his new book is called His Ways Are Eternal. Tonight, we will be speaking about current events such as Ukraine, ISIS, and Iran, and probably, we just don't know where to lead. So let's welcome Richard Perry. Are you there with me, Richard?
Hello, Dan. Yep, glad to be back.
Glad to hear your voice. Absolutely. It's a nice, comfortable, familiar voice. Yeah. Well, we did a lot of radio programs together, and we've covered, and you have covered a lot of things, my brother. Let's point over here to your Watchman Guide series that I have sitting here in front of me, and get this kind of in the way or out of the way. I mean, you have a guide to the end time, a guide to Revelation, a guide to the rapture, end time repentance, Daniel's prophecy, and this new one, is it a Watchman's Guide series? His ways are eternal?
The last book is not a Watchman's Guide. It's just called His Ways Are Eternal. And it's something the Lord told me to write about 2 months ago. And I've been thinking about it for years. I mean, the topic. And all of a sudden, it just came together. One morning, I woke up, and I was thinking about this one little passage in Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 6, last sentence says, His ways are eternal. And as I was thinking about it, he just simply said to me, write it. So I did.
Amen. Amen.
And it's really good. It's something that, you know, the church may not be ready for at this point, you know, because I think the church really has to go through this wake-up that's coming first. But, you know, anybody that's really deeply into studying the Bible and the Scripture to see what God is telling his people. He has a very consistent message for his people. And one of them is, you know, keeping his ways.
Yeah, amen.
And that's what this book is about.
Well, you know, I was talking about this with the last program, and you know, I love my brothers and sisters in Yeshua, you know, in Christ. But, you know, we're talking about how how America got to where it was at without Christians speaking up and everything. You know, I know that there are people that are sitting in the churches that really do love the Lord and that are saved. You know, so what do you think that's going to, you know, I mean, their view needs to be changed? Is that their worldview, or what about that?
Well,
what do you
no,
think?
It's, well, yeah, you're right. Their view has to be changed. I think we've talked about this in the past, but it's a worthwhile topic. You know, when Christ was asked by his disciples about his coming in the end of the age, he gave them what we popularly refer to as the Olivet Discourse, because he gave it to them on the Mount of Olives.
Right.
Well, one of the parables that he told them at the end, toward the end of the Olivet Discourse, was the parable of the 10 virgins. And boy, I tell you, there aren't many Christians that understand that or even are aware of what it's saying. But, you know, a lot of people think that there's 5 virgins that are asleep and 5 that are awake. Well, that's not what it says. It says all 10 were asleep. The wise and the foolish were asleep. And then something happens, and they all wake up. Now, you know, you just introduced this by saying, you know, what do Christians have to do? Well, I don't think there's anything they can do. I mean, a Christian could literally wake up, you know, but it'd be very hard to do right now, because I think some of this stuff is really being caused by the Lord. He really, you know, it's hard to think that he wants his people to be asleep when he says he wants them to be awake. But there's in the prophets, it says he brought over his people a deep sleep. And that's the situation we're in. But he also has a plan to wake them all up. Now, I'm very certain about what that plan is, because he's told me and shown me in the scriptures and the prophets. And what will wake them up is the result of Revelation's second seal, Iran war. In other words, this situation that we're in with Iran right now will end up leading to a conflict, a war with Iran, that Iran will start, even though we might provoke them, you know, like we've been doing, but they're going to start this war. And that is going to initiate several things, which is going to cause all the churches to wake up. Not some of them, you know, not most of them, all of them. Actually, the whole world wakes up to realize that we're in serious trouble, but the churches will wake up and realize that, oh my gosh, the time of the end has finally come, and now we can see it in Scripture. And then they'll start, I mean, the wise ones will start turning to Scripture as taught by the Holy Spirit. They'll start turning away from teachings and traditions of men, and they'll start turning, God's real people will turn to Him, like He's been telling them all along, not to trust in man, but to trust in Him, take refuge in Him, you know, and that's kind of one of the themes that I was going to talk about tonight when we talk about current events, because
well,
there
I
are
just,
so many,
you know, jumbled up here. Well, here's the point that I'd like to bring up, and I'd like to, I'm curious how you would address this fact. You know, I watched the current events of you know, there's martyrs in China, but they're severely in the Middle East. We're seeing thousands and thousands of Christians beheaded. We're seeing Christians killed in Africa. And, but, you know, it seems, so to me, I mean, they're being martyred for their faith. So to me, it's the Western church in itself, that's the one that's asleep. And so is there some kind of a separation? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't know really how to say it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, the separation, well, you know, in the churches today, there are some true believers, people that actually have the Spirit of God, and some that don't. You know, and that is the dividing line. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, you're not one of God's people. I don't care if you're a biblical scholar. But if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you're not one of God's people at this point.
Amen.
You can get the Holy Spirit just by asking. You know, you're going to have to mean it, but you're going to have to ask.
Of course, amen.
And there will be a separating out of God's people from the world, those people that are not really His, that are in organized religion, and those people that are in the rest of the world. Because the way I read Scripture, there's only really two groups of people in the whole world. There's God's people, and then there's everybody else.
Right.
That
really defines it. That sure blows up politically correctness, you know. The church is not supposed to be politically correct. We have always been, you know, what do you call it, exclusive? You know, we exclude all those that aren't believers, you know, and because there is
we're
only way, and that's Yeshua.
Right, absolutely. Well, that's definitely the way we're supposed to be. You know, sanctified means being set apart, not being mixed together with unbelievers. But, you know, we open up our church doors every Sunday and let anybody come in that wants to come in. And we've been doing that for so many centuries, we don't know who's who anymore.
Right.
But you know, this thing with Iran is gonna trigger a wake-up call that is going to be, you know, nothing short of something on a biblical scale. It'll be huge. I mean, it will dwarf any revival that you've ever seen in the past. It won't look like any revival in the past, but you're going to see such turmoil in organized religion when Iran starts this war, which, by the way, is going to, you know, I know we've talked about this in the past, but, you know, as we can see in the prophet Habakkuk, about the time of the end, that when this war starts, there's going to be an economic crisis starting in the United States, which will spread worldwide. But, you know, it's going to end up being so severe, it'll look more like a depression than a recession.
Right.
It'll probably look like a depression that's worse than the Great Depression.
Yeah, I'm in total agreement with that. They can call it bubbles whatever they want, but I do strongly believe that. But the perplexing thing is, you know, I'll tell you one thing that people don't see. They, you know, that even the Baghdad airport has Iranian planes in it, you know. Iran is really mixed up with Iraq big time. And I know they got there kind of by invitation to help against ISIS, but what's ISIS got to do with all this?
Well, that is a really good question. You could study...
Did you think I wasn't going to ask it?
No, I've been thinking about it a lot.
I'm joking.
Yeah, well, ISIS, you know, it's one of the three major crises we've got right now facing, you know, Obama has to deal with. You know, one is Russia and Ukraine, the other is ISIS, and the third is Iran. The quietest one right now is the most dangerous, which is Iran. Russia and Ukraine, I mean, what we see going on with Russia is going to continue, and it will end up becoming the third seal war of revelations, the third seal, the black horse and rider, which will probably, with the time frame that we're in, it'll probably be Putin. But there's going to be a big conflict at the third seal. So keep an eye on Russia. Watch what they're doing, because they're in biblical prophecy. ISIS, I can't find in biblical prophecy. I think what's going to happen with ISIS, and it's just my theory because I don't see it in any biblical prophecy, is that they're so, confronting everybody, that everybody is becoming against ISIS, and ISIS isn't as strong as we're being told. They're more ragtag. They've been effective in various things, but if we got a concerted effort, you know, we could probably take ISIS out of the picture by the end of the year. And I think with everything that's going on, that's probably going to happen, that ISIS will not really divide Iraq. Iraq, as much as people say, well, this is a done deal, this is fixed. Now, I don't think it is. I think Iraq will continue to be a country, but they're going to have to deal with ISIS. But, I mean, pretty much everybody's against ISIS now, except, radical Islamic barbarian cowards. You know, I mean, they're really cowards, but...
Let me ask you this. I have a question, and this thought just occurred to me because, you know, I've been praying about ISIS and different things, and I'm not saying this is thus saith the Lord, but could ISIS be, the rising of ISIS be something like you said, all the nations, those nations coming against it, but make that the glue that would form these nations into what would come against Israel?
Well, I think that from my study, you know, I've been watching this develop for a long time. ISIS is kind of, you know, something, it's not that new. I've been watching it for a while, probably longer than President Obama. But I don't think it's going to last. But I do think what's going to happen is, Iran, we're not going to get a nuclear deal with Iran. Iran is basically, you know, pulling us along, and then Obama's going to have to confront him. And I think he will, but that's going to provoke them into attacking us, probably ambushing our fleet in the Persian Gulf region. And that's what's going to start this Revelation second seal, Red Horse and Rider War. That will trigger a whole bunch of prophecies, not the least of which is going to be the parable of the ten virgins and waking up of all the churches, all of them, and the world because of the conflict and the economic crisis that will ensue. So the thing, you know, I would encourage all your listeners to do is, you know, watch, read your Bible, see what God is saying to you, and watch Iran. You know, and keep it, you know, a little eye out for what Russia's up to, because after Iran, Russia's next. And these wars get bigger, every one of them, just like birth pains. The Iran war is going to be way bigger than the war on terror. The Russian war on the United States is going to be way bigger than the Iran war. And the fourth seal war of Pale Horse, which will be a fight within the kingdom of the Antichrist, Egypt, and the Antichrist coming out, which will come out of Iraq, will be bigger yet. It encompasses a quarter of the earth. I don't know if that's population or territory, but it's going to be real big. Mm-hmm. We're headed into a period of war after war after war, a worsening situation, until it gets so bad that it got, you know, Christ called it the Great Tribulation, and he said right after that you'd see him. He'd appear. So we're in that cycle, but we're at the beginning of it right now. We've only seen the first seal war, which is the war, you know, on terror issued by the West. The next one is Iran, and after that it's Russia. And that's what we ought to be watching and thinking about, because that should be concerning us, because these things are going to get extremely serious.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that we're just going to wake up one morning and it's going to just be the prophecy is just going to have seem like it just sped forward. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. And when this next thing starts, you know, we've seen the first, people that are looking, are studying the scripture, you know, they can see you can see the first seal prophecy. You know, you can see what happened when the rider on the white horse went out and on conquest, you know, you can see what happened with the war on terror. But when this next war happens, it's going to trigger a whole series of things. Prophecies are going to be coming faster and faster, just like birth pains. They're going to get bigger and bigger. The biblical prophecy is going to break out onto your TV screen, and all the Christians that actually read their Bible, not those that are running around after one, you know, author or another, or one prophecy nutcase or another, but people that are actually listening to what God says and are aware of Scripture, they're going to be able to see this stuff for themselves because it's going to be right before their eyes. All they have to do is be able to recognize it. You can't follow John Hagee. You can't follow me. You can't follow anybody else. Christians have got to learn to go to their word, to be led and taught by the Holy Spirit what God is saying to them.
Amen.
And that's what they've got to take to heart. If they don't know what he says, they have no defense against being deceived. And that's part of our problem today.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The church is in deception. And that, to me, the deception that they're into are there partially because of the shepherds that led them, but large in due in part is because they don't pick up their Bible, they don't study it and read it for themselves, and they don't get alone time with the Lord. Richard, you tell them how they can contact you, and we'll go to break and come back.
Well, contacting me is as easy as knowing my name. My name is Richard. And my middle initial is H, as in Hugo, or Harry. It's Richard H. Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. And all you got to do is put it, my name, Richard H. Perry, in any search engine, and you'll find out everything you want to know. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find out. You want to see my YouTube videos, you can see that. You want to see my Amazon books, you know, all the published books that I've got out, you can find that. You can find my website. I mean, if you type in Richard H. Perry into any search engine, I'm gonna dominate the first page, and you're gonna see you'll be able to follow me, you'll be able to contact me, you know, you'll be able to learn anything you want to know about me. But
okay, we're out of time. We got to go to break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be your own doctor for only $14.95, plus $2 postage and handling. Call Doc Mike direct at 708-488-8887 or go to wakeupwell.org. That's wakeupwell.org to order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be your own doctor for only $14.95 plus $2 postage and handling. Or call 708-488-8887. That's 708-488-8887. Order now.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas 66851, or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, always ask for you to remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Let's remember that the homeless aren't just a whole bunch of bums that are out there smoking crack and drinking booze. We have most of the homeless aren't that way. You know what? Among the homeless is some of the greatest people of faith that I found. They believe in the Lord. They go to church. You know, all of those things. Just because they're homeless, they used to have God, most of them. You know, the others, there's a large of them that are disabled. But because you become homeless, you get the stigmatized thing on you that you are not a human being. Well, that's wrong. You know, it's sure funny that Yeshua denied everything and went around from house to house and lived from house to house, as his disciples did. He told them to go from city to city and take nothing with them. You know, he denied riches, just as the disciples did. Paul said he sold everything he had and gave it to the poor. So there you have it. If you're truly following the New Testament and you love your neighbors yourself, you're supposed to take care of these people. Yeah, and say, well, there he is. He's just plugging for his ministry. Well, I might plug for my ministry, but I'm also telling you that you need to, that charity needs to start at home and the people around you and the people that you see that need help. And don't be so worried about what they're going to, you know, you help them, you give them food, clothing, rides, things like that. And they need to notice in you that there's something different. And that something different is the light of Yeshua should shine out of you. You shouldn't judge them if they take and misuse the gift that you give them. Just give to them freely. And I'm telling you, the Father will help you get it to the right person. Yeah, we need your help. Of course we do. You know, people think, well, they must, how do they survive? Well, you know, we have most of the people that have been donating to our ministry have been donating for really a very long time, 10 years, 15 years. But the problem is the economy has changed. And the people that used to have could donate $1,000 or $2,000 a month now can barely afford to donate $100 once in a while. And so it isn't that we lost supporters. It's just that supporters no longer have the same incomes. You know what we said of the middle class, that they, since 2008, they have lost a third of their income. And so, you know, people don't have the same amount of money to donate as they used to. So that's why I challenge you to share these radio programs and tell people they can listen to them on their cell phone. So, therefore, the warning message gets out further. And also, then maybe we'll pick up some help out there so we can stay on the air. I mean, really, if these radio programs are blessing you, you know, you could donate $20, $30 to, and mark on it radio. If you don't want to donate to the homeless and poor, mark on your donation to radio. Or, you know, when you send it by PayPal, say radio donation. That'll pay for airtime because I don't get airtime for free. I have to pay for it. Okay? Anyway, pray about it. And let's have, I've got another Brother Ben song I want to play before I bring Richard back on, so let's play that now. Back with me. That song said something really important. It said, people don't really know him, they just know his name. And by knowing him and listening to him is what you were talking about. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Well, you know, there, I guess most of my life, you know, with the Lord, I mean, you know, the first part of it wasn't really paying any attention to him, but once he got my attention, periodically he's been talking to me. I mean, he's been saying things, showing me things in Scripture. He's been my teacher. Well, as you read my books, you're not going to see the teachings of man. I mean, you're going to see what the Lord has shown me. I don't even recommend my books. You know, I only recommend my books if people really want to know what I see in the Bible, what I see the Lord saying. But God says, if you want to know what he says, go to him yourself. In other words, his Holy Spirit will teach you anything you want to know. He says in his word that he hasn't written us anything that we cannot read and understand. And Christ, about the time of the end, he says, I've told you everything ahead of time. Everything about the time of the end is written in the prophets, in Scripture. You know, I know a lot of people get fascinated by conspiracy theories, and there's, you know, here we are about a week away from 9/11. Oh, and there's 12 Libyan airliners that have disappeared weeks ago, captured by Islamists, you know, and now we got shades of, you know, visions of 9/11 on a scale of 12 planes coming at us, you know, in a week. You know, and here's what God says, do not call everything conspiracy that they call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. You know, he's always telling us to listen to him, not to other men. You know, and that's the most important thing. God will speak to his people. Ask God for the Holy Spirit and open up his word to see what he has to say to you. Stop reading hundreds of Christian commentaries. Stop reading every man's opinion. Unless, of course, you've already read the Bible and you know what God says to you, then you'll know which one of these, you know, whether somebody's telling you the truth.
Right. I got to break in on that for a minute. I've known several people in my life, especially from back in the 90s, that, you know, got really excited about the end times and things, you know, and there was a lot more, to my knowledge, there was a lot more end time books and conspiracy books published, I think, back then, but anyway, brought to my attention. And you know what? Their doctrines change about every other week on what they read this week, you know what I mean? One week they'd be one way, then they'd come to, no, this is the way it's supposed to happen. Wait a minute, last week you just said it was something else. But there's a scripture that says, it says something about that. It talks about ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth.
Exactly, yes. And you know, and over and over again in Scripture, God tells us, don't trust man. Don't trust man, any man. Don't trust your friends. Trust me, he says. He's always saying, me alone. You can only trust me. And, you know, and who that knows him doesn't know that that's true. You know?
Well, why would he say that if we weren't supposed to hear from him? I know one friend of mine, he says he only talks to us in dreams and visions, and I was shocked. He said he only talks to us in dreams and visions, and it's not that small little voice. He doesn't speak to us in that manner. It's only through dreams and visions. And I about fell out of my chair because I won't say who he is, but it really shocked me. And that's shocking for somebody that I have known for such a very long time to be a man of God and to say that, you know.
I know the scripture he's referring to, but he's just looking at one verse. He's not looking at the entire scripture of what God is saying to his people. You know, God can speak to you through dreams and visions, and he has. But that's not a usual thing. I mean, the most usual thing is that he speaks through his word, you know,
right.
And he teaches by his Holy Spirit. He said the Holy Spirit will teach us everything, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. If people want to know what the Lord has told me, he's told me some very serious stuff. And the next, the most important thing right now, there's lots more stuff. And if you want all the stuff, you'd have to go to my YouTube or my books and find out. But You know, I put it out there for free, and I put it out there comprehensively in my books. And if you like Daniel, I've got one. I've got a prophecy book, you know, from whatever point of view you want to take. They all basically say the same thing. But the thing that's most pressing right now is that God's people are paying attention to what's going on with Iran. Because Iran is going to be the next prophecy fulfilled in the time of the end. Iran is going to be a war, and it's going to trigger an economic crisis. But look at, here's what's going on with Iran. Iran, for two decades now, has been developing their military industrial complex and their capabilities, which are very sophisticated at this point, to be able to drive the United States out of the Middle East and to wipe out Israel. Iran's allies, in terms of their plan to defeat Israel, is their allies are Hamas, who we just saw this recent conflict with Hamas and Israel. Well, that's not over, and it's not going to be over. The next one is Hezbollah in Lebanon. That's coming. They're one of Iran's allies. Syria and Assad, that's one of Iran's allies. But it's Iran that is behind all these things, and nobody is going to stop. There's not going to be any peace until after this war that Iran starts, that they think is, you know, part of their end time prophecy. We've been talking to them for going on a year about their nuclear program. The whole time they've been talking, and they've been preparing for war. Recently, they were supposed to reach a deadline by providing the Nuclear Regulatory Agency of the UN information about what they have done with regard to nuclear weapons development. Well, that just broke down the other day. They're not telling us anything. They will not provide us the information. That's a huge problem. Their talks, the talks with Iran, had a deadline of November 24th of this year, and talks will start in 2 weeks in New York City, September 28th. But there is no chance that there will be a deal with Iran. Then Obama, with as bad as things are going for him, he's going to have to decide, is he going to cave in on the biggest red line that he's ever drawn, which is about nuclear weapons and Iran, and decide, is he going to do something? Well, I believe he is actually going to do something. But it's going to be a problem because Iran is looking forward to him doing something to provoke them into justifying their war on us, which will start a war on Israel, you know, having Syria, Hezbollah, and Hamas attack Israel. And then Israel and the United States will counterattack Hezbollah in Lebanon, and you can read about that in the prophet Habakkuk in chapter 2 about what happens with the United States, with Lebanon, with the economic crisis, and with our current leader. It actually identifies the leader of the Babylonians as being arrogant and puffed up and greedy and, you know, never satisfied, which I think it's talking about our president. But Iran is going to be the next situation. Watch Iran. You don't have to really watch much else. And just follow what they're doing, what they're saying, because every week, every couple weeks, they're coming out with new military capabilities. They even built a full-scale model of an aircraft carrier to practice war games with in the Persian Gulf, practice sinking a U.S. aircraft carrier. They intend to sink a U.S. aircraft carrier. I think it will be the ambush that God is telling us about in Jeremiah 51, 11 through 13. The Medes, which is Iran, are going to prepare an ambush. But it's Iran, folks. And then when Iran happens, then remember Richard H. Perry. And you can find me, you know, just by going to the Internet and find out what I write, what I say. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. You want to be a friend, I'll be your friend. But that's what you need to watch. Iran, it's Iran, Iran, Iran.
Amen. And don't you have some YouTube videos about Iran and what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. I've got over 500 YouTube videos. I mean, some of them are biblical.
Wait a minute, Richard. Wait, hold it.
Yep.
500 YouTube videos? Yep. Really?
I mean, they're like, some of them are as short as 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Some of them are as long as 10 minutes. You know, they're just little things that I put together. Some of them are Bible teachings about the Feast of Yahweh. Some of them are about the Sabbath. Some of them are about repentance. You know, a lot of them are about current events. You know, I've been watching, and you'll see that I've been watching Iran and telling, warning people that this Iran war is coming. I've been doing it since 2005.
Right. Was that when you got it about Iran? Because I know you've been warning about Iran for a while. Was that it, 2005?
When the Lord first showed me, you know, that was going on. That, it was not until, I think it was like 2009 that he actually told me it was Iran. I mean, right. In the spirit, he told me it was Iran, showed me the scripture he referred to, which confirmed it. And, but I, you know, I've known it for years. I mean, you can go to my website, which I don't even update anymore, but it's still got a lot of good information, and it shows you stuff that, you know, is basically frozen since about 2009, I think. I haven't updated my website. Most of my stuff now I update on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I write books. But, you know, I've got plenty of information out there for anybody at any level that's interested in the time of the end or the return of the Messiah. And boy, folks, we've never, ever been closer to the return of the Lord. Yet, the churches have never, ever been talking about it less. In other words, the closer we get, the less they talk about it. Nobody is real, like just Dan was talking about a minute ago, nobody's really writing prophecy books because nobody's interested, because pastors are not talking about it, they're not teaching about it, they're not preaching about it. Nobody is alerting people to what the Bible says about the time of the end. And we're in the time of the end, and we've been in it since 2001. Wake up. Now, I know I can't wake up anybody. Only God can wake him up.
Yeah, amen.
After this Iran war.
You know, I really do get what you mean because, you know, I try to have different guests every week, and it's not, you know, always feasible to be, but that depends. It's usually, Richard, I try to find somebody that's written a book about the time of the end, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe about the feast, something relevant to the time of the end. And there is some out there, but there's a lot of, we're starting to see a lot of storybooks, not, you know, a book about it, a commentary, but stories, you know, and I can point to a couple
of
them.
A lot of novels, right?
Yeah, there's
even,
a lot.
The Harbinger, Khan's book? You know, The Harbinger was a novel. It was a novel because that's what people like. Now, keep in mind, you know, Khan in The Harbinger identified 9/11 as the first Harbinger. He was right on the money. And, you know, if you listen to him talk, he's correct. He's spiritually correct. God is trying to wake up his people. He's trying to alert his people that they need to repent. And if they don't, the next thing is coming, and it's going to be worse. And that's what I'm telling you is going to happen. But Khan doesn't see what I see in Scripture.
Khan saw
the first harbinger. I see six harbingers before the return of Christ, and they're the first six seals of Revelation. The first six seals of Revelation take you right through the time of the end. And then there's John Hagee's book, The Blood Red Moons. Talk about a bunch of nonsense.
I haven't read that. I read Mark Blitz's
Don't bother with, you know, John Hagee's book. I mean, he's so far gone, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's talking about Blood Red Moons as being a biblical kind of prognostication about what's going to happen. Well, the Bible never mentions blood red moons. It mentions a blood red moon, and that has to do with that immediately precedes, is immediately preceding the return of the Messiah. I mean,
he's
double talking into selling a book, but he has no spiritual advice to give that is of any value. Anyway, I don't need to rag on him, but people, you got to read your Bibles to know whether anybody is making any sense, and there aren't many people that are making sense today.
But I'll tell you, it's
Iran. Iran. You got to watch out for Iran because that's next. Oh, by the way, I'm not predicting the rapture date, but I will tell you this as a prediction, and it'll make me a false prophet or a true prophet. This Iran war will start during Obama's term. In other words, he will not leave office before the Iran war starts. I don't know if it's this year, next year, the year after, but I do know this. The Iran war is going to happen before Obama's out of office.
Okay.
And I could see it and show it to you. I could show it to you in prophecy. Buy any of my books. Watch my YouTube videos. You'll see what I'm saying. You don't have to agree with it. But then go ask God what he says and see if he tells you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to start winding this up. Richard, you're coming back with me. You agreed to come back with me. That's on Rosh Hashanah, September 25th. And maybe you can...
Don't say Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
You know why you don't say Rosh Hashanah?
It's the Feast of Trumpets.
Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year.
Well, that's not the head of
Rosh
the year.
Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year. That's a Jewish tradition that's biblically incorrect. The head of the year is the month
the head of the year,
which is Passover. What this is the Feast of Trumpets, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. The reason I do, I've got a Jewish calendar on my desktop, and it says Rosh Hashanah, and I didn't even think about it. But yeah, it's the Feast of Trumpets, and kind of tell the people we'll talk about the Feast of Trumpets and some other thing.
Of course.
All right,
this
folks,
exciting.
Look forward to having Richard back then, and until then, Richard, I'm going to say goodbye and shalom to you, brother.
Shalom, Dan. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, folks, Richard has been warning about Iran for some time. I believe Iran's part of the picture. We've got a lot of things out there. I don't think any one person can reach out and grasp and say, I know it all. I really don't. The more that I learn, the more that I understand that. But what I do believe is that these people that I'm bringing on the program, they have different pieces of the puzzle. Like the fellow that says, well, Arkansas is a place of safety, but it's only a place of safety for somebody if the Lord Yeshua has taken you there and told you to go there. That song tonight by Brother Ben is the most revealing thing because it says, you people, you don't know him. If you knew him, then you wouldn't be saying, what did Jesus say? You would be praising Yeshua, and you would know what he says, because he will tell you. Read the word. Read it from the right perspective. Get out of being churched and read the Bible. Get alone. Read the word and pray. Pray, pray. It's only that personal relationship that's going to save you in a time of trouble. I'm telling you, that is a fact. And riches aren't going to do it. Digging a hole in the ground isn't going to do it. And being rich and leaving the country isn't going to do it, unless, of course, he made you rich and said leave the country, which I'm sure he may do to some people. But you need to have that relationship now. You need to be being taught by the Holy Spirit. Know that unction, when you feel the Holy Spirit urge you to do something or point something out to you in Scripture, you need to recognize that for what it is. Because he does speak to us today. Yes, he speaks to us in dreams and visions. But he also speaks to his people through the Holy Spirit, which is the teacher that he gave us. So, please, pray about it. Remember, always be a blessing to others. I need to really tell you, I pray that you hear my heart tonight. We do need your help to keep the Wichita Mission Church open, so pray about it. We do really need your help. Any size donation will help. We've been going on for 15 years, and we'll keep going, I'm sure, until Yeshua returns. We must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for your repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Do not be deceived. There is no other way. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you. His face shines upon you and is gracious and gives you peace, like only Father Yahweh can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.